An episode full of exclusive interviews, the USL Championship playoffs begin to heat up, and more, right here on the World Soccer Report.
It is time for the Rowdies Rundown and World Soccer Report with Buster DeLay as we go over all of what's happening in the world of soccer. And here is your host, Buster DeLay.
And welcome to the World Soccer Report. I can't even begin to explain how excited I am for today's report, so let's dive right in and talk some Rowdies. The Tampa Bay Rowdies defeated the Charleston Battery, yet lost out to the Pittsburgh Riverhounds. Of these two games, I'm going to lighten the mood and start with the win against the Battery, which was emphatic. At 4-2, it was one of the most exciting games of the entire season so far. It could have gone either way in the opening couple of minutes, with both keepers producing moments of sheer brilliance. However, it took nothing more than a sublime Connor Antley cross thumping perfectly off Sebastian Guenzotti's forehead to make it 1-0 to the Rowdies. Sabo was at it again, as he later picked up a second goal before halftime. He would not find a hat-trick, sadly, and pretty soon, we gotta get him his hat-trick. He's gotten a lot of braces, 9 goals in just the span of around 5-6 games, which is quite incredible. The Battery booked a ticket back into this game when a freak own goal caught the Rowdies out. Jordan Scarlett overhit a pass to goalkeeper Evan Lauro, which he could not make up for under Stavros Zarakostas' pressure. The Rowdies would not be kept down, as next, Leo Fernandez scored for the Rowdies following yet another peach of an Antley pass. Charleston and Joel Bunting thought for sure they had the last laugh when he made it 3-2 in the closing seconds. Steven Dos Santos had other plans. For mere seconds after kickoff, he curled his shot past Joe Kosminski in goal and wrapped the game up. Here to explain the game was match hero and team captain Sebastian Guenzotti in the first of many exclusive interviews this show.
Here with Sebastian Guenzotti, forward number 13 for the Tampa Bay Rowdies. Naseba, you scored 2 goals tonight, had a great performance. How was it like playing against the Charleston Battery, a team that you've played twice in under a week? How was it like getting out there and getting 2 games in a row wins?
Every game is a final for us from now on, and like I've been saying it from the start, every game is a final. You know, they're a tough team. They came out strong. The guys showed up tonight and had a great performance. Everybody had a great performance tonight.
And that first goal was beautiful. How you directed it back where it came from. The cross came in. You headed it back where it came from. How is it like training day in and day out and getting, like, remembering your training exactly when it's necessary like that?
Yeah, no, we practice, you know, those crosses maybe 5 times a week, you know, in training. Our wingbacks do an amazing job putting those balls in, and it was an unbelievable ball. I redirected it good. It went inside netting, and it was a great ball and a great finish by both of us. So I'm just happy, you know, we get the win 3-1. Everybody, you know, got to chip in, and 4-1, sorry, forgot to score 4-2 actually. But no, just happy that everybody had to, you know, everybody got a piece of it, and just keep working hard for next week.
What are your goals for the playoffs this season for the Tampa Bay Rowdies?
No, of course, you know, we want to make it as far as we can and, you know, hopefully take it all. But we got to take every game at a time, and that's the important thing. We can't get ahead of ourselves because we clinch. But every game is important now to try to get the points to play at home in the playoffs and final. That will be a dream for everybody, for the fans and the players.
Oh, yeah, because we were supposed to go to the final last season and we weren't able to. So we gotta bring it back home and we got to win it this season.
Players like Sabo Guenzotti always seem to have a habit of finding the net, but his attacking partners are just as important. Here is one of those attacking talents and community-loved player, Juan Tejada.
Here with Juan Tejada, forward number 9 for the Tampa Bay Rowdies. Now, Juan, how is it like playing back at home, getting in the starting lineup? How is it like back at home in front of these fans?
Yeah, it's always amazing to play in a line with all the fans. It's a different feeling. I mean, we've been performing really well outside, but it's just here, it's kind of like our home, and we try to play as best as we can, and I think today we gave the fans a good performance and a good result at the end.
And we all love you around here, man. We love you to death. How is it like knowing that you're loved and supported by this community and continuing to play well game in and game out and just continue to be loved by this community?
No, I think that's just amazing. And it just says the quality of the fans here. I think since the first year, I just felt the warmth from the fans, and it's something that I really just cherish every single day, and that's why I really work super hard in the field. And it's been a tough year for me because of the injuries and stuff, but I just keep working hard, and I just try to get my opportunities, like today that I got the starting lineup. So just very happy to be playing in front of you guys.
The focus in Ah Lang is almost always on the home team, but the away teams always will generate beautiful moments for our soccer-craving eyes. In this case, it was the Battery who did so, and joining me after the game is Charleston's Stavros Zarakostas.
Here with Stavros Zarakostas, forward number 9 for Charleston Battery. Now, Stavros, how is it like playing in this league, USL, a lot of great teams in this division? How is it like playing in this league?
Oh, it's a blessing, you know, very competitive league, a lot of good teams. You know, witnessed it tonight. We didn't get the result we wanted, but we played against a very strong Tampa Bay team, and definitely a competitive league to be in.
Breaking out last season, I know, because you scored against us a lot of goals, and you really made your name in the league last year. How is it like getting attention like that?
I mean, you know, scoring's always great, but I'm just, my primary focus is development and helping the team the way I can. Anything more than that is just extra, but my main concern is just helping the team get a result.
And how is it like playing for the Charleston Battery? You got a great, great squad, a great set of guys here. They all seem very nice, and they have incredible talent on the field along with you. How is that like playing with this team?
Again, just another blessing. You know, all the guys are great people, great players on and off the field. You know, coaching staff's great. Augie's been here forever. He knows what he's doing. And I'm just very fortunate to be able to be a part of it.
Thank you to everybody who joined me after the game. I have even more exclusive content to share, so make sure you come back next week right here on the World Soccer Report. But for the meantime, let's sadly talk about the defeat. The Pittsburgh Riverhounds ripped apart the Tampa Bay Rowdies like they were the biggest gift under the Christmas tree. We scored first, I promise we did. However, we didn't really. Dos Santos clearly headed the ball over the line, but the goal was not given. Young Tommy Williamson scored first for the Berg, then the Rowdies almost got back into it, but Leo Fernandez's spot kick was saved brilliantly by Danny Vitiello. Alex Dixon was tripped by Forrest Lasso, who was lucky to stay on the field, and the resulting penalty awarded against Lasso was calmly converted by Russell Ciceroni for his 15th goal on the season. Time to bounce back and recoup next time out against the New York Red Bulls 2 at Ah Lang. And in that game, I predict a 3-0 win to the Tampa Bay Rowdies. More good Rowdies news, we have officially won the conference and are guaranteed for the playoffs. Come on, you Rowdies! The playoff drama sure is heating up right here in the USL Championship, so why not talk about some defining games? The Riverhounds have already booked a trip to the playoffs with the Rowdies' loss at their place. Charleston Battery, who faced and beat Hartford Athletic after the Tampa Bay Rowdies, are still walking on thin ice, as technically they have a chance. Hartford, on the other hand, have seen their ship sink. Miami and Charlotte are the two predicted to join the Bay and the Berg in the playoffs from this crazy division, yet Miami could not solidify their place in the runnings as they were defeated by Loudoun United in my worldwide game of the week. What a game it was. Miami scored first and looked to possibly be set to cruise control. That was until Jacob Green lashed his effort into the bottom left corner following a Theodore Coup de Pietro assist. Darluis Paz was sent off, making things even harder for Loudoun. They never did stop fighting, and I have never seen a team play so well with only 10 men. Jay Forda in net made some crucial saves, and Robbie Dambrot slid in to prevent a tap-in. Loudoun did go down eventually, 2-1, but within no more than 5 seconds of kickoff, they won a penalty and got veteran defender Paco Craig sent off. Ted Coup de Pietro slotted his penalty away, and just like that, it was game back on. Miami kept piling on the pressure, but it was to be Loudoun United who won it at the death, with substitute Giovanni Bolivar poking it past Connor Sparrow, who was miles off his line. After a few glances to check his run, the young Venezuelan number 9 walked the winning ball into the net. Take a bow to every single Loudon player, you guys really deserve it. More about the playoffs, Phoenix Rising are guaranteed, and Louisville seem to be cruising to the playoffs as well, along with El Paso Locomotive. Indy 11's hopes may be crushed following their loss to Birmingham. Whatever happens, I sure cannot wait for the playoffs. Hopping on a jet over to Europe, it seems we have landed in the Nations League. The final was played, and it was between France and Spain. No goals were scored by the halftime interval, however, Spain struck first with Mikel Oyarzabal. France immediately responded through their main man, Karim Benzema, who cannot seem to put a foot wrong. Finally, it was to be the wonder kid, Kylian Mbappe, who wrapped it up with composure for France, as many of the Spanish defenders prayed for the offside flag to pop up, however, the little white flag never did. The third place match was between Belgium and Italy, and in that fixture, Italy claimed the bronze medal, with Domenico Berardi's penalty winning the game. Be sure to follow my Instagram account, @WorldSoccerReport. That's @ World Soccer Report, all one word. And if you are listening on the radio, you can find my report archives wherever you normally access your podcasts by searching up The World Soccer Report, not all one word. Thank you for listening, and as always, thank you to RadioSaintPete.com for being my home base here on the show. This has been The World Soccer Report, and I'll see you at the game.